Constitution in order, and then people generally accept that. impossible to change any of the state constitutions and rates for.
But our governors are appointed by the president. Chief ministers are elected by the House. But the governor is not that.
Well, you have somewhat more centralized.
Well, actually, under the parliamentary system, the governor doesn't exercise any major powers. It's the chief minister who is the most important executive official. The governor really acts as the eyes and ears of the president. When the parliamentary system is fully in operation. But he's even then, he occupies a very important position.
Especially if you have a strong presidential form of government.
And then behind the scenes, he influences the decisions of the provincial government, sort of guides them, directs them, supports them, and so on. While maintaining the position of the chief minister as the most important effective leader in the cabinet.
Part of our problem now in that regard is that we have so thoroughly embedded in our tradition the notion of a distinction between local government and national government. And so we even had a civil war of the subject of states' rights, and we settled that in one direction, but there are certain prerogatives that are very near to the hearts of those who don't want to see too much power centralized.
And that's Washington.
Yes. Well, you've got a nation of 80 million or 100 million or 200 million people. The tension, you're going to live in constant state of tension when it comes to the division of power. And the problem is to establish a framework within which that tension is just played out.
Now, I think that under the Constitution, these states do not have the right to secede. Forbidding the right to secede. it is conceivable that the state would assume that right under the residual power as a reconnaissance, as a next type of such as we want.
I don't know what lawyer would do with that, but this is a land, and I would assume that since the intention of the Constitution is to form a union of the signatory states and provides for new states to join this union very specifically, that
implying it's something that
the Constitution is that the union is there and not to be broken up, and that's what, but I don't know how a lawyer would.
Yes.
I'm sure a lawyer could make a case
probably,
to your nation, but I don't know.
I was just wondering whether it would be possible for someone to agree like that.
Obviously, people that
do have emails are simply biased to the provinces. I don't think it's a bias test. We've seen from these articles on the subject.
Yes, that's it.
That you're biased against it. And I think you're right.
Certainly, thank you.
I think you're right. You know that in the draft constitution, the residual powers have been given to the provinces. And I'm not sure that that's something to do.
Or conversely, if you had an express provision that the union was to be maintained, and particularly for basis, the brain company, and that would be excluded, the session would be excluded from those powers, those residual.
Yes, but apart from the session, no, second part. Milton is very much, you see, for instance, space technology, for instance. Now, it's not provided in our constitution that it be a central subject.
Mr. Bassett?